This being the Christmas season, today we want to think on Worship the King from Matthew chapter 2. One of the favorite accounts of Christmas is that of the wise men from the East who came to worship Jesus. Oftentimes we've sang the song, "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star." The reason they came was to worship Jesus. And there's some very important lessons we can learn from these wise men. And they were truly wise. The first is worship requires a desire. Worship requires a desire. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.'" Now they were definitely students of the Old Testament scriptures. They had a definite desire to study the scriptures and search out details. And they knew that Jesus was coming. And they knew that it would be a virgin birth, how he would be born. And they knew that Jesus would be king over Israel, that he would have a kingdom. And they knew that they knew of his deity, that Jesus was God. And the reason they knew this, for they came to worship him. Now, how would they know all these things? They would know them through a search of the scriptures. Now, we think they didn't know everything. They came to Jerusalem instead of Bethlehem. And why would have they done that? Well, Jesus would rule on the throne of David out of Jerusalem, and therefore they looked there instead of in Bethlehem. They missed the prophecy concerning Bethlehem, or did they? Notice in Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was very angry and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Now, it was anywhere from 1 to 2 years later that the wise men got there, and they may have thought that he wouldn't be in Bethlehem anymore. Now, think about the matter of the star. Why were they looking for a star to indicate his birth? Scripture doesn't say there would be a star that would announce his birth, but when you look in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, we read this, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth." Now that was Balaam's prophecy. And the star refers to Jesus, but they may have thought a star would be connected with his birth. So that's why they maybe were looking for a star to indicate his birth. And then we read in Matthew chapter 2, verse 9, "When they heard the king, they departed, And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now God used the star to direct them to where Jesus was. Now all of this shows that there was a great desire to search the scripture and to learn everything they could about Jesus. Secondly, worship requires faithfulness. Worship requires faithfulness. Again, we read in Matthew 2, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, they were from the east, and whether it was from the Orient or whether it was from Medo-Persia, anyway, they were descendants of some that became believers during the captivity in that area. Men like Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego surely had a great influence, and surely many people became believers during the time of these men. Anyway, they came from a long distance, and it probably took over a year to come. And we don't know how long, but probably took over a year. Now, when can we let things stand in our way so easily concerning worship? The littlest things can keep us from coming to worship our Savior. And we need to be faithful. And of course, their faithfulness grew out of their great desire to come and worship Christ. And so they had a great desire to worship Him, and they were faithful in coming, even though it was a long ways away, that they might worship Him. Now they were faithful even when others didn't share their same desire. Notice verse 3. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Though they didn't know the indifference and hatred of the local people, yet that would not have made a difference. They were intent on seeing and worshiping the Christ child, even though others didn't. They were faithful. And then thirdly, worship requires joy. Worship requires joy. And in verse 10 of Matthew 2, we read, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. It was the star that brought joy, and yet the reason they were so joyful was that it was not the same star. It was the same star that indicated Christ's birth. They surely thought it would lead them to Him, and therefore they were exceedingly joyful. It was Christ that produced the joy. They were joyful because they believed it would lead them to where Christ was. Believers who love Christ and desire to worship Him should never be long-faced and sour people, but rather they should be a very joyful people. And our worship services should be joyful services, not just plain services where there's no joy at all. No, they should be joyful services. And then fourthly, worship requires generosity. Requires generosity. Notice verse 11 in Matthew 2. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, now notice, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Part of their worship involved giving. Their gifts were very costly gifts, and these men were probably very wealthy people, and they did not spare anything when they gave these gifts to Jesus. We remember Mary anointing the head and feet of Jesus before his death. It cost about a year's wage, and Mary was poor, and yet she wanted to do that. She felt that was very important to do that. You see, a deep love for Jesus and a desire to worship him will produce a generous spirit in us, and we will want to be generous. And then lastly, fifthly, worship requires sensitivity. It requires sensitivity. In verse 12 of Matthew 2, we read, "And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Now, we realize this was after they had worshiped Christ, but it still indicates the type of men that they were. They were sensitive to God's leading and God's will. As we worship, we should be very sensitive to God's leading and God's will. God wants to be able to speak to our hearts through his word and find us very responsive to his voice. Our camp that years ago I had a lot of interest in and spent a lot of time there is down at Clear Lake. And I remember one year when we ministered there that we saw over 70 decisions made for Christ. Now, that should be true in a local church also. Maybe not that many, but there should be decisions made as people hear the Word of God taught and the gospel is preached, and whether it's decisions to be saved or whether it's decisions to rededicate one's life to the Lord or whether it's a decision to follow the Lord in some area, there should be decisions made when we truly worship the Lord. Now, note the progression that there was. First of all, there was a desire, and that led to faithfulness, which caused them to be joyful and generous. And because of all this, these wise men were very sensitive to God's leading and God's will. And this ought to be true in our lives. There should be a great desire to worship the Lord. And we should be faithful, not just let any little thing keep us from worshiping the Lord. And then, as we worship the Lord, we should be joyful, not long-faced, sour, but we should be joyful people, and we should be a generous people, and we should be very sensitive to God's leading in our life and to what God's will in our life is. And may this be true in each of our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Christmas season, and we thank you for the privilege of knowing Jesus Christ and for the privilege of being able to worship him during this season. Lord, there will be a lot of festivity and different things during the Christmas season. But I pray, Father, that we as believers, though we will enjoy festivities and that, I pray that the main thing that we will want to do is to worship the one who came to this earth in order that he might be our Savior. And Lord, I pray that that might be true in each of our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.